I have slept in risky places, not just beds filled with faces and people I cannot, don't want, or should not recall, but just strange platforms of peace, stuck in the far car on the BART spilling from the war field, dawn of a new millennia, our car laughing behind the gates of a closed garage, shacks on the shore of Negril, when there were still shacks on the shore, a double-decker red bus pulling through London after a night at a reggae club where its scent of smoke ruined in tucks of tobacco, tube closed, only to find my way to some big house on Buckingham where I wrestled with the urge to vomit all over a meticulous lawn while I was supposed to be impressed by some old lady walking to a horse-drawn carriage, oozing out of our carriage, a hot car, in a dawning of a summer sun, tucking ahead under a wheel in search for shade in the Denny's parking lot of, I don't know, I don't have a clue, America, while folks stepped over us in their Sundays, to a golden gift of a closet full of trundles when management of the Philadelphia, across from the garden, were scraping up those in search of floor space. I've slept in some beautiful places as well, but that is a different poem.